Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
It certainly is Freed on Business, and boy, do we have a great feel-good episode for everybody today. We're going to be honoring and recognizing some of the outstanding students here in South Florida. They're the Silver Knight winners. We've got Owen Reynolds, Nina Pancake. Did I get it close?
Pancake. I've gotten pancake before, though.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you for giggling. The giggling was so far the best part of the whole show. And we've got Kevin. Kevin and another one I'm going to mess up. Amezaga? Kevin, give it to me.
Amezaga.
There you go. He said it a lot better than I do. And, of course, we got Owen Reynolds. He was easy to say. And we're going to talk about why they got involved in Silver Knight, what they learned from Silver Knight, what Silver Knight means to them. And we're going to learn a little bit more about them. We're just here to really soak up the great energy from these young people. Then the second half of the show, we're going to be talking to Don and Jennifer Ginsburg. They've just opened up Freeburg Real Estate up in Fort Lauderdale on the east side of Federal Highway. We're going to talk about what's going on in Fort Lauderdale, the booming real estate market up there, and how we can all work together to have a great life east of Fort Lauderdale. Reagan, take it away. We'll be right back with this tremendous show of great energy and positive things that you can use today to make your life better. We are South Florida's longest running business talk show, and I want to thank our sponsors at Warren Henry who've been there with us from the beginning. Of course, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars here in South Florida. Up in Gainesville, they sell Audi. Down in the Keys, Key West, they have a store that sells them all. Besides being tremendous cars, they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means that you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, the best value guarantee, and their 72-hour exchange. If you don't fall in love with your car in 3 days, well, you can return it. And right now, they're running all kinds of specials in the service department. So get on out there. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Everybody, and choose me, Jim Freed. If you need a loan, I'm doing both residential and commercial. I've got everything from Fannie Freddie conforming loans that have real low interest rates and are easy to qualify for, to really complex senior and jumbo and super jumbo mortgages that are available as well. If you don't think you have the credit to qualify, give me a call. That might not matter. Also, I'm doing commercial, all kinds of ground-up construction, bridge loans. So if you need help with your commercial real estate or residential real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300 or just email me, jim@freedonbusiness. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back, and we are here with the Ultimate Positive Energy Show. If you had kids, you'd want them to grow up to be like the three guests we have today. I know one of them has to go to class real quick, so I'm going to ask whoever that is to volunteer to go first. Everybody introduce yourself. We've got the Silver Knight Award winners here. They are tremendous people that you're going to want involved in your life. Rock on. Owen, you go first, then Nina, then Kevin, and then whoever needed to go to class, you're going to go first.
Hi, I'm Owen Reynolds. I actually have to, I'm the one that has to go to class, which is strange to say during summer. But okay. I won this. What?
It's okay. Just class. It's all good.
Always about education.
Yes, sir.
I won the Silver Knight in the social science category in Miami-Dade for my major projects, the Apollo Project and the South Miami Mandatory Solar Power Law.
Okay, Nina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nina Paneke. I won the Silver Knight in general scholarship for my digital magazine, Because She Can.
Oh, you're tremendous. Kevin, you're great, too. Introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Kevin Amezaga, and I'm the executive director of the Miami Riders Alliance, a nonprofit. a nonprofit that advocates for safer streets and better public transportation.
Oh my gosh, another guy that's down for me. You know, I ran for city commission in the city of Miami. It's all about transportation and connectivity, Kevin. We're going to talk about that. Owen, give it to me. You're all about sustainability and green energy. I think we need to introduce you to Larry Zinn so you could show him your car.
Thank you. I'd love to do that. We actually have two cars now. We had to stop production on the second one due to COVID-19, but we're working to make it faster, lighter, smaller, and hopefully we can use that to inspire and educate even more people that we have already.
Oh my gosh, inspirational and educational. And on the sidebar, send me an email on the side. Let me see if I can get you over to my friends at Warren Henry so that you can give them a demo of your car. What did you learn from your Car of the Future investigation, Owen?
Never stop. That's what I learned. Never stop. One of the things that I like to say about the Apollo Project specifically is that it was a dream to do. It was an absolute pleasure and dream, and I loved doing every step of it. But I like to go back on that a little bit, and I'll admit that I say it's a dream. Sometimes it was a bit of a nightmare. When I was creating the solar powered car, which we named the Chariot, I ran into many, 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 many problems, like having the wrong batteries three times, accidentally short-circuiting a solenoid. So I got a little shock that day. We bought the wrong tires at one point. During the race, our motor blew out because it overheated. We luckily were able to repair it and get back into the race. But really, all of that chaos in that project made me love and appreciate the project and its message even more. And as for the South Miami Mandatory Solar Power Law, we had a lot of opposition from our local power company, Florida Power and Light, who was avidly against the law because of the solar power. And they said ridiculous claims such as the sunshine in Florida is different than the sunshine in California, which is where previous laws of such have been passed, which doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why, but I really learned to keep pushing forward. If you have a passion, find a way to do it, no matter what. And that's one of the most important lessons that I try to teach the people when I present to the community.
Amazing. That is the lesson, the number one lesson, and it's so applicable for today, especially. For today, the number one lesson is never give up. My gosh, I'm a perfect example of never giving up. Owen, that was tremendous. I really appreciate that. That was great. Congratulations. If you've got to go to class, it's okay. My niece started Georgia Tech this week. She has class too.
I actually got a little bit longer, so
cool.
Stick around.
Just raise your hand when you got to go. So, Nina, tell us a little bit about your project. I think it's especially inspiring because of the uniqueness of the award that you won. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the award, your project, and what made everything so unique?
Yeah, so I started Because She Can based on my own personal experiences with gender discrimination in basketball. I started basketball when I was around 12 years old, and my younger brother plays as well. And I would go to a lot of his workouts and a lot of his trainings and practices. And that was always a lot of fun, but I noticed that even as I got older and I was playing varsity and I was in high school, I would still be put with the younger groups of kids, even third graders and fourth graders. And my brother, who is now a sophomore, would be put with the high schoolers. And I was like, I asked the coach, why am I being put with third graders and my younger brother's being put with the people of my age group? And he told me that it was because I wasn't physically strong enough, which you know, I'm not as strong as a third grader. So that was interesting. And like lots of comments like this have been made time and time again. And I travel as well for basketball. And I had a coach that was a woman, and the referee would call her sweetheart and just told her to change into a skirt. These things just keep happening. So I wanted to reach out to other women and see how they dealt with gender discrimination. So what I ended up doing was I interviewed everyone from 8-year-olds to producers to Olympians and WNBA All-Stars, and just basically collected their interviews and created this platform, which is now my digital magazine, just to share them with other young female athletes so that they could get the inspiration and the empowerment that they needed to continue despite the disparaging remarks they may receive.
Wow. I have a high-rated female that I'm happy to introduce you to, Nikki, my niece, who's the top-rated Democrat in the state of Florida, and she happens to be a female too. I'm happy to put you together with her so you can interview her about the discrimination that she may have faced in her career.
That would be so amazing. Right now, I mean, because I think sports is such a unique facet. Obviously, gender discrimination pervades every aspect of a woman's life, but I think it's uniquely highlighted for sports because there is that physical component that isn't necessarily present in the workforce. I think it's a lot easier for people to make the argument that, oh, women and men shouldn't be paid the same amount in sports because men's sports are more exciting, or women can't dunk, which isn't even true. There are tons of girls that dunk. So I just think that I would love to speak to her. That would be great.
Send me an email. I'm going to make sure that that happens. I know that she loves to connect with individuals like that. And don't forget, Owen, I told you about the social energy spin on my relationships too. That's a separate email. Kevin, tell us a little bit about your stuff. And we got to unmute him. There he goes. Hey, Kevin, tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what you won for.
So I won the Silver Knight in Business in Miami-Dade County for my project, the Miami Writers Alliance, which I started back in October with my friend Alejandra. We started the nonprofit, the Miami Writers Alliance, because we felt that not enough was being done in our county to improve public transportation and mobility, which brings access to economic opportunities for our residents. Back in October, I was the vice president of the Miami Writers Alliance, and we started building a brand, recognition within the community, and support. Unfortunately, Thanksgiving weekend, my friend Alejandra died by suicide. And it was a tremendous blow to the advocacy community in Miami-Dade County as a whole. You know, I've always made sure to bring light to the fact that I didn't do this alone and I didn't start it alone, but I did continue it in the wake of that tragedy. And since, you know, the last week of November, I think that we've made huge strides to improve mobility in Miami-Dade County for residents. Just starting in February, we fought for the end of privatization of 26% of our Metro bus system, which has contributed to residents with disabilities not being allowed onto buses, the elderly waiting 2 hours sometimes in the hot Miami sun for a bus that is subpar to other Metro buses that have low floors and have access to standing areas. So the Miami Writers Alliance has really become this advocacy organization to represent writers, not the interests of big corporations, but writers. We're a 501c4 nonprofit, and we advocate for people in ways that other 501c3s can't. So I think that is a tremendous asset to the residents of Miami-Dade County.
First of all, I'm well aware of your partner in this project and his loss. It was a very big loss for our community. It was felt very deeply. As you know, I ran for city commission. So here in the city of Miami, transportation and mobility is an extraordinarily important issue to me and here in our community. We're going to take a break right here. We're going to come back. We're going to ask each of the students. Well, actually, Owen already gave us what he learned, but we're going to ask everybody again what they learned and what this means to them. Moving forward, so stick with us. I think that it's going to continue to be a highly rewarding discussion with some of our community's top young leaders. Reagan, take it away. We'll be right back with more from the Silver Knight News. Everybody, we're South Florida's longest running business talk show, and I want to thank our Silver Knight Award winners for being on, and I want to especially thank Lisa Paley for putting it on. Maybe she can bring us some more tremendous speakers like this in the future. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, well, they've got all the great nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, besides being great cars, they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, and the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to make sure you love your new car. They've got all kinds of service specials. Go in there, especially look for Mae Stark. She is my lady. She makes my car run terrific. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful, loving wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry. If you need some help with your real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm helping all kinds of people. I'm helping a friend's son buy his home for the first time. I'm helping a person that has some credit problems get the home of their dreams. I'm helping another friend of mine solve a commercial real estate problem. I had called him and said, hey, you need a residential loan? He said, no, I need a commercial loan. And I got it for him. That's a private loan. So we've got private loans, Harmony loans. I've got banks that are still in the market. Everybody. So if you're looking for commercial real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we have got some inspiring young people. If you thought that the world was going in the wrong direction, stick with me for another 15 minutes. You'll realize you were wrong. We've got Owen Reynolds, Nina Panke. I've got to get closer.
Panke.
Okay. And Kevin Amezaga. How about that, Kevin? Did I do okay? Okay. Kevin advocates for riders in our public transportation system. Nina talks about the inequities between men and women in sports. And Owen's just a solar energy whiz. So, Owen, we're going to start with you because I know you're going to have to go. What is it that you got from the solar energy product and participating in the Silver Knight? What was the biggest lesson that it taught you?
Well, as I said, to keep pushing forward, but the biggest thing that I got out of the project and the Silver Knight ceremony and really all of it is hope. Hope that our future is in good hands. I believe the future is here, really. I specifically made the Apollo project to be self-sustaining. And as of this year, we have 40 members from our original 8 who are really passionate about sustainability. And every year, the Apollo Project allows a new group of enthusiastic and smart students to come into the program. And the club votes on new officers and et cetera, et cetera. And though we didn't really get the chance to race this year, like I said before, we had a new car. And that's exactly what I had in mind when I first created the club, is that new kids could come in, insert their own inspirations into the club and its car. And so hopefully in 15 to 20 years, when I look back on the project, I'll think of our first car to be some sort of a dinosaur. And maybe then it'll hover and be autonomous. I don't know. The future holds infinite possibilities. But so does the project. As long as kids are invested in new technology is invented, the project will continue going on. And same thing with the South Miami mandatory solar power law. Communities are interested in making our world a better place. There is no doubt in that. And solar systems reduce the costs of your power. It increases the wealth of the community by making it more affordable in the long term. And it just generally benefits the people in the community. And to see other students in other communities be passionate and share my passion for sustainability and solar power, it brings me the hope that our future is in good hands, in very good hands, that we are going to leave fossil fuels behind and take off into a new direction of solar power and prosperity.
Well, I agree with you. Did you work with Zach Kosar?
I did not work with Zach Kosar. No.
Zach is the sustainability person, I think, in South Miami. I want to introduce you to Zach, and I also want to introduce you to my friend Sean, who's very involved with sustainability. Write that stuff down. My friend Sean and my friend Zach, we're going to make sure you get those introductions.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for giving me hope. Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful thing. Nina, you're up. How are we going to make equality for women a little bit easier to achieve in the universe?
Yeah, I think that one of the lessons that Because She Can has taught me is that for every person that is willing to make your life a little harder and that will pose an obstacle, there are just as many people that are willing to help you out. And I really think that the sense of solidarity among women and men alike was just astounding. Like, because you would never think that I would reach out to people who shouldn't have the time in their day to get back to me and shouldn't have the time in their day to answer all of these questions. And just the women that were able to set some time aside to speak to a younger female athlete was really inspiring. And then in light of Silver Knight, a lot more women have reached out to me, mothers saying that they're so happy that there is a young woman leading the way for a female athlete so that their daughters could play and not have to deal with the same discrimination or the same challenges that I had to deal with. And I think that every day, you know, these are conversations that need to be had. And I'm just glad that I have offered a platform and just a space for people to be having those conversations and to be sharing ideas. How do I get over it? What do I say if someone calls me a sweetheart? What do I say if they tell me I can't play? What should I do instead? And I think that all of these are really important stepping stones to actually effectuating the change that we want to see financially, as well as legally.
That's just tremendous. That's just tremendous. Now let's talk about the Riders program, Kevin. Tell me a little bit about how you're advocating for people that have a limited voice, but incredible needs here in our community.
So the Miami Writers Alliance was founded as a community organization. We are essentially amplifying the voices of those who may not have the time or the ability to get downtown to have their voices heard at some of these meetings. You know, our county makes a lot of decisions for a very large county that we have here in Miami-Dade County. So a lot of the people who are using public transportation are working class, are people who work 9 to 5 and have no means of getting to downtown and having their voices heard. You know, when you have a meeting at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, people can't make it, especially the people who need to have their voices heard and need to be a part of the conversation to improve the systems that, let's face it, these politicians are not using. So we created a membership organization, which is an alliance of those members who really feel that we need to improve our system. So we do that in three ways. We have our website, which is our informational hub. We post all of the events happening surrounding transportation in Miami-Dade County. So CITT, the Citizens Independent Transportation Trust meetings, the Board of County Commissioner meetings, the TPO, Transportation Planning Organization meetings, and all of that. We let people know how they can get involved, how they can have their voices heard, and how they can also advocate for themselves. We also have our social media, which alerts people of these meetings. We build out community engagement. We hear from people who have ideas of how we can improve the system, who have ideas on policy, opinions, because at the end of the day, the people who are writing these systems are the ones whose voices really matter.
So, you know, your people, I ran for city commission. I've gone to city commission meetings. I know that it's impossible for real people to get to these meetings. Perhaps it's even one of the strategies behind when they have them, where they have them. I don't know. But what you're doing is extraordinarily important for you. I have a whole bunch of different people I want to introduce you to that were active on my campaign. Please send me an email off of this, and I'm going to make sure I introduce you to a number of the social activists that I know that you could work with to leverage your message, which is extraordinarily important. Also, your community is extraordinarily at risk for COVID-19 because they have no choices. Oh, here, there's the Ginsburgs. Hey, Reagan, unmute the Ginsburgs for a second. Don, you have an experience with the Silver Knight Award winners. Tell me your experience with Silver Knight.
Yes. First of all, I want to congratulate the Silver Knight winners and all the nominees. My nephew, who graduated Palmetto High a couple of years ago, was a Silver Knight nominee, went on to, now he's at Dartmouth, and you guys should be very proud of yourselves and your accomplishments.
Very proud. Congratulations.
Yeah, you guys ever hear that?
It's a very nice honor. Congrats.
We're very proud of you, Nina and Kevin and, you know, Owen, who was here before. I think that Owen said it best when he said what he got from the participation in the project was hope. I thought that Nina having access and being surprised at how people would be accessible, I think that's a great realization of how the world really works. Nina, if you need somebody and you want to reach out to them, there's a way to get there. You can always call me. I'm usually going to be one degree of separation from a lot of different people. And Kevin, please don't stop advocating for the people that don't have a voice. They're extraordinarily important here. The people that you're advocating for get displaced from their homes and their neighborhoods. They get moved farther from their work. They're still expected to show up to work. And I don't really know what the solution is for the woman that's a maid on Miami Beach that lives in Miami Gardens and has to be at work at 7 a.m. These are things that we all really need to work on. It's going to take our community to work on those ideas. I want to give the Silver Knight Award winners one last word. Nina, if you have a message for people, you can make it to young women, you can make it to young people, you can make it to adults, whatever it is, what's your message that you'd like to get out to people on your perspective?
I would say to be open-minded and to be really self-aware of both the privilege and the disadvantage that you may have or that may surround you. I definitely have had a lot of opportunities both in sports and outside of sports that I know a lot of the women I've spoken with have not. And I think being in the South Miami community, there's definitely been a lot of support for women in sports. I don't know whether that is the case for all women across the country. It's probably not. But I would definitely say that for other young women to just keep pushing, don't let the legal challenges stop you from excelling in your sport, and just to keep trying, because there will be women who want to support you, and there will be people that are just as excited to do your sport as there are people who aren't.
Men also will support you, just for the record. Kevin, you're going to get the last word here. Give it to me.
So I think Nina said it best. A lot of it is using our privilege and the advantages that we have to speak up for those who have disadvantages in our community, whether that be for women, people of other races, or those who don't have access to the same opportunities that we have. If there's anything that I've learned from advocating for other people, it's that we need to be more open-minded and we need to listen to those who have been systematically silenced in our societies, whether that be women, minorities, or those who use public transit and have no other opportunities to get to where they need to go.
What tremendous people you are. Thank you to our community for producing you. Thank you to the Miami Herald for recognizing you. Thank you to Lisa Payton for bringing you onto the show. And thank you for me for making me feel just tremendous. I want to just give the high five to Owen, who said it best. He said, you guys make me feel like there's hope. He was great. I wanted to thank Owen. I want to thank Nina. I want to thank Kevin. Thank you so much for being a blessing on our community. I wish you nothing but the greatest of success. You know, Don talked about his nephew who went to Dartmouth. I have a friend who won Silver Knight, went Harvard, Stanford, Harvard, and is a medical guy who directs the orthopedics over at Mount Sinai. There's incredible futures for you. And I hope that you'll bring your talents back to South Florida to continue to help the people that are disenfranchised here in our community. Again, thank you so much for being on my show today. And thank you for allowing me to present your views and your energy to our listeners and viewers. Thank you so much for being such an asset to our community.
Thank you for having us on.
It's my absolute pleasure. Lisa, let's get some more of these great kids to expose to our community. Reagan, let's take it away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with my good friend Don Ginsburg and his better half, Jennifer, who's really the driving force there, I'm sure, about their new business, Freebird Real Estate, which is going to focus on the burgeoning areas east in Fort Lauderdale. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to work. And we'll hear more all about that right after this. Reagan, take us away. And kids, you can stick with us and listen if you want. Back after. like to remind everybody that we're South Florida's longest running business talk show, and I'd like to thank our longest running sponsors, Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they sell Audis. Down in the Keys, they sell them all. And what do they all have in common? Well, besides being great cars, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange. You have 3 days to fall in love with your car. If you don't, you can bring it back. Guess what? People fall in love with their car. They've got all kinds of specials now at service. Remember to look for my friend, Mae Stark, over there. She always helps my car look good and feel good and run good. She's part of my family the way I'm part of their family. And hey, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Great. I'm watching here and there's people that are commenting on the solar power segment and everything else. It's great that we have such an impact on our community. You guys don't even realize what impact you have on everybody. I'm trying to help our community too. I'm working with people like the Ginsbergs to do home financings all across the Florida. Actually, we'll do residential homes. We'll do commercial projects. We'll help you with a hard money loan if you've got a problem getting financing. And if you're easy to finance, well, we've got the best financing. It's even some no-doc programs. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. We're even doing hard money loans for our commercial guys, bridge loans, construction loans. We've got them all. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
First of all, I want to say that I took down my notes from our Silver Knight winners. There's my notes right there. And I'm going to keep it right next to me because whenever I don't feel good, I'm going to remember that there's always hope. Because we all have solidarity together. How about that, Nina? How about that, Kevin? You guys really have an impact on me. You're going to be sitting right here, and when I'm feeling down, I'm going to remember you and the future that we have. Now, we're here today with my good friend, Dom Ginsberg. He's going to introduce me to his lovely wife, Jennifer, which I don't think we've ever met. Have we, Jen?
No, we've never met. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Very nice to meet you.
Same here. Nice to meet you.
All right. Well, we just did a virtual real estate deal there. So, we're going to talk about Freebird. It's a residential brokerage firm focused on the exciting East Fort Lauderdale markets. I've known Don for 20-plus years. He's a native from Miami. He's lived in South Florida his entire life, except when we were in Gainesville, Don. Eat him up. He's a consummate real estate professional. He's been a developer. He's been a broker. He's been an advisor. He's an entrepreneur. He's been a business owner in real estate. One of the top 100 greater growth businesses, right, Don?
Yes.
See that? 30 years in the real estate industry. You and your family helped build out Westin in the 90s, right?
Yep. 90s in Westin, and then in the 2000s up in the Boca del Rey area with Toll Brothers. I built more homes and talked to more homeowners than I could care to remember.
Yeah, I don't care. I want to talk to Jennifer. Hi. So I know Jennifer loves real estate and interior design and marketing. Sorry, you've had to be married to a developer for 20 years. My wife's been married to me. What I say about that is that there's no interview when you go to heaven. You just get straight in for being married to a
Thank goodness.
I know that you love living on Fort Lauderdale. You like the biking, the walking, the yoga, the dining, and the entertainment. I, of course, live in Edgewater where we got none of that.
convince me.
I've done a whole bunch of deals up there. I did the Ellington. I did the school board building. I did the 110 Tower, and you guys owe me a dollar because I also did that Publix.
Ah.
Let's talk about what's going on in Fort Lauderdale. You know, you guys are a new concept in residential brokerage. Tell me a little bit more about the reception your concepts have been getting and the traction that you've received.
Well, thank you for that nice introduction, Jim. It's great to be here. It's great to know you for as many years as we've known each other in real estate in South Florida. Our practice together has been on the commercial side, the brokerage side, the development side. And my wife and I, Jennifer and I, started a Freebird. We launched it this January. And it was launched on the idea that home buying and home selling should be a fun social event and not something that's like daunting or arduous and confusing. So we're here to make home buying fun, and we focus on the East Fort Lauderdale markets.
I think that's great. And, you know, I think that somebody should care because home buying's changing. My entry into this particular part of the marketplace has shown me that, unlike commercial, where you tell people don't fall in love with real estate, here you tell them to fall in love with real estate. And while the process in commercial is brutal and long, the process in residential is fast and it makes your head spin. So tell me, Don, how are you helping people have fun while they make their biggest financial decision in their life?
I'm going to let Jennifer take that and speak a little bit how we talk about the lifestyle and understanding our home buyers.
Well, we want to get to know what is it that they're looking for in a home. Do they want to be walking distance to the beach? Do they want to be near Las Olas? Do they want a high rise? Do they want a low rise? Do they want single family, a townhome? We really try to get to know them and what their desires are and what their hobbies are and, you know, everything about them.
Yeah, we really drill down into, are you a dog walker? Do you want to walk the beach in the morning? Do you want that urban? Do I want to be able to walk to a Starbucks or another coffee joint? Go ahead.
There's all kinds of options in Fort Lauderdale. And what you do is you take the person's desires and you match them up with that. Tell me a little bit more about the what, if you will, about Freebird.
That's really the match.com. We're like a dating service for your home. When you go to a realtor's website, they're gonna have a bunch of drop downs. It's gonna say how many beds and baths, how many square feet, and what type of home. We believe there is so much more to know. Do you want one that's already been redone? Do you want one to redo yourself and personalize? I personally may not want to live in a condo with 300 people. I may want to live in a boutique condo with 30 people. So you have to take the time to understand how they live, so we can help them decide where to live.
Okay. And, you know, with all these different options in downtown Fort Lauderdale, it sounds to me like first thing you do is you take a look at the person. And then how about what's going on right now in Fort Lauderdale? Tell me a little bit about that, because it's really changed. And a lot of people just know Fort Lauderdale's downtown by driving down and seeing the ever-increasing skyline.
Yes. You know, and it's interesting that, Jim, your word of the week is strong, because East Fort Lauderdale is strong. It benefits from years of thoughtful planning. We have positive in-migration. It is a central location. I mean, I don't know. It's the center of the three counties. It has the beach. It has the airport. We'll talk later about arts and dining and entertainment options. The population has increased 34% from 2010 to 2020. So it's a good, healthy growth, but it's not overbuilt. It is really Fort Lauderdale's time to shine. Statistically, we have about 20 major projects under construction, totaling about 4,000 residential units, 600 hotel rooms, and almost 500,000 feet of office space.
You know, I think that that's a real important point to make, is the office space, because downtown Fort Lauderdale is actually one of the few areas in South Florida that's had significant positive job growth in the last decade. And I think that that, along with the increasingly attractive and housing stock with a variety of different price points, really makes it a wonderful place to live. I know that I was involved in one of the early projects in Victoria Park, the Ellington, that my friend Scott Brenner built with Mark Kopelman, and that really help bring walkability to the neighborhood by actually putting townhomes next to shopping and your offices. Tell me a little bit about the marketplace that you focus on. What's the general range of the area you're talking about?
Well, we focus on anywhere from the beach to downtown, Flagler Village, Victoria Park, south of the river, Wild Manors, and any other new areas that are emerging.
Okay. And so it sounds to me like what you're doing is helping people find a lifestyle that they're going to want to experience more than just a spot to hang your hat.
Right. I feel like I'm on vacation every time I drive to my house, to where we live. I love it.
I see water.
I see boats. I see people walking. They're being active. I love it.
Our friends in the suburbs during Corona stay at home were very jealous. Jennifer was walking every morning and posting boats and beach, and we were able to be out without going out. We weren't in bars and restaurants, but we were out living a very social, beautiful existence. And Jen is right. We've been east Fort Lauderdale almost 3 years, and we still feel like it's a new day every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to sell some cars. Then we're going to come back. And what I want to talk about is why people want to move to east Fort Lauderdale. We talked a little bit about it, but I want to talk about it a little bit more. So stick with us. We've got some great talk with the people that you need to call if you're going to be living in Fort Lauderdale. And we're going to talk about why you're probably going to want to move up there with Don and Jennifer Ginsburg right after this. They're Freebird Real Estate. And now I'm going to set myself free. And we're going to sell some cars. We'll be right back. All say hi to Tim Becker, who's watching. Don, say hi to Tim Becker.
Hey, Tim Becker. Go Gators.
See that? So, hey, and everybody, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar here in Miami. Down in Key West, well, they sell them all down in Key West. And in Gainesville, for Tim, well, they've got Audi up there. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. And they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange, which means you can drive your car for 3 days, decide if you like it. If you do, you keep it. If you don't, you don't. Everybody keeps their car. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Just loving life here. I'm talking to some good friends here on the show. We're doing all kinds of social media interaction. And I want to just say this. The theme today has been positive energy. We have some of the most positive people on. We have the Silver Knight Award winners. It doesn't get any better than that. With them, we talked about hope. We talked about positive things. We talked about solidarity and helping people that need help. Now I've got my good friends, Don and Jennifer Ginsburg on. See, yeah, you're trying to prompt me, but I had to swallow, Don. I can swallow, you know, occasionally. Don and Jennifer, we're talking about East Fort Lauderdale. It's going to be great. Why am I talking to all these people? Because I love helping people. I love putting out positive energy. And what am I doing now? I'm doing residential mortgages. I'm helping a lot of people liquefy their homes, pull some cash out, buy the home of their dreams, all kinds of great stuff. Commercial, we're doing hard money loans for a lot of my developers who need to bridge to the next cycle. So if I can help you with any real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I promise I'm going to listen. I'm going to care. And I'm going to work with you to make you have to help you have the best solution possible. So when you give me a call at 305 773-6300. You will find out something. You will find out that when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I'm with the founders of Freebird Real Estate from Eastport Lauderdale, Don and Jennifer Ginsburg. We're talking about why that's such a great place to live. We're talking about why you would work with them instead of the other brokers out there. And we're talking about why Fort Lauderdale. And let me just say this. There's a lot of realtors out there, a lot of people out there. The Ginsburgs are terrific because they care. The difference is you're going to interview a whole lot of realtors. When you interview the Ginsburgs, you're going to feel connected. You're going to feel their positive energy. And you're going to want to have them help you find your new lifestyle. Don and Jennifer, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate the kind words.
It's my pleasure. Let's talk about why Fort Lauderdale, Don. You know, you've developed and worked in markets all across the state of Florida. You moved to East Fort Lauderdale. Why did you choose East Fort Lauderdale?
Wow. That is true, Jim. And I grew up in Miami, and I lived in all these urban great places, Coconut Grove, up in Delray Beach when I worked with Toll Brothers. I lived in off Atlantic Ave. So I've always loved the urban areas. Fort Lauderdale has it all. It's in the center of the three counties. It's easy to get to. The beach is close. The airport is close. Everything just seems to work. And then furthermore, Jen will tell you that there's never a shortage of something to do. And it's such a wide variety of free events, paid events, expensive events, fine dining, casual dining. There are so many options that you'll never run out of something to do. Jen, tell us what you love and what's going on at East Fort Lauderdale.
Well, first is the dining. There is just an array of options. You could either just have fast casual, or you could go to very fine dining. You could go anywhere on Las Olas. You can go more urban in Flagler Village. There's tons of shopping, either on the beach, on Las Olas, again in...
Coming from an expert.
Thanks, honey.
Sorry, I laughed over you. Sorry, that was just too good to. This is tremendous.
There's boutiques. There's locally owned. So we love to support our local businesses. There's also the arts. Parker Playhouse just underwent a $25 million renovation. The Broward Center for Performing Arts. Our kids love to see shows, and it's literally just a quick ride up the street from us, the Museum of Science and Discovery. And then there's free things such as the Fat Village Walk, which is
Art Walk, the last Saturday of every month in Fat Village, which is the heart of Flagler Village.
And then we have River Walk, which is on both sides of the new river. And there's restaurants, there's people walking their dogs, there's people exercising.
What's not to love?
It's really like a vacation.
How's the neighborhood for kids and families? What's it like for schools, stuff like that?
Well, the two biggest family areas are going to be Rio Vista, which is south of the river, and Coral Ridge, which is north of Sunrise, north of Galleria Mall. Both are blessed with good schools, A-rated elementary schools in both those neighborhoods. They're family neighborhoods. They have less through traffic. There is literally something for everyone. I had some statistics here that 37% of the East Fort Lauderdale population has kids. And ironically, 54% have dogs. Very dog-friendly area. So you have neighborhoods that are going to be more family friendly with swing sets. And then we have urban grittier for more of the millennial group. And then you have everything in between, from a townhouse to a single family, to a neighborhood that's walkable, to food and beverage, to a neighborhood that, you need to get in a car to go somewhere.
Now let's say you gave me a layup question, and I'm going to ask this for Kevin, cause he's just sitting there. He's wondering though, how is the access from a public transportation standpoint? And people can get in and get out of that, the East Fort Lauderdale. Well, this is very important for the people that work there, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. We have right on Broward is the station. We have the Bright Line that takes you down to Miami or directly to West Palm. There's going to be some other stops added.
We have a bunch of scooters running around town, although I think with the
scooters.
That's on pause let's right not, now.
let's not go there. The
people have their own scooters.
Yes.
I've seen them around, but my favorites are the ones that are the corporate scooters, but somebody must have flipped the wire on them. They're out there. I'm watching them. It's hilarious. Yes. I just don't want to hit anybody. You know, you've got to watch when you make a turn now, you got to do an extra look like that of making sure nobody comes. Pedestrian either. You know, I think that's a very important thing to mention about the neighborhood that you're talking about, is it's extraordinarily pedestrian friendly. And that's very important in today's world because people are coming out of the high rises and they're looking for places to go. So what you're going to offer them is a high rise amenities on the outside, but they can live in and control their environment, which I think is very important.
Plus, projecting
how much you love each other, which is also very important.
We thank you, Jim. We definitely enjoy the fact that we can go out, play, go to the Winterfest boat parade. We can go to art walks, art shows. They do 3 art shows on Las Olas every year. We can go do that, and in 5 minutes, whether it's a bicycle, a scooter, you're on your feet, or these golf carts that run around, you're back home. And so it's very, very exciting to be able to live in, as Jennifer says, an area where many people vacation is where we call home.
Yeah, but I think, and then this one's for Nina, I'm going to say this one for Nina. I think that one of the most important things that people forget, and it's in your neighborhoods that you cover, is that your area is extraordinarily accepting for all types of people. Okay. And I think that that's an important thing to mention is, and I don't want to use the word progressive because it's been tainted in our political discussion. Instead, I'll use a synonym for that. Fort Lauderdale's been very forward-looking in many things, from city planning to activities to the acceptance of a wide variety of people. And all the neighborhoods are developing that way. Could you talk about the diversity of culture and people up there? How's that, Nina? Did I do okay? Thank you.
Jim, that is, and I'm glad you brought that up because you're absolutely right. We have urban locales. We have a beautiful neighborhood in Wilton Manors with some excellent dining and restaurants. We have a very progressive mayor who's got the right, he's got his thumb on the pulse. He understands the people. Our commission is made up of, there's extreme diversity on the commission for the city of Fort Lauderdale. So we have a good representation. And not even just in religion or ethnic or sexual orientation, we also are inclusive on price point. People think, oh, it's East Fort Lauderdale. It must be so expensive to live there. There are plenty of options. Tarpon River, Riverside, Middle River Terrace, these emerging 13th Street Quarter. There are so many pockets where there is still value. And quite frankly, good real estate investment where you can buy a home, fix it up, live there, and experience the growth. If you say that Victoria Park or Rio Vista is too expensive for you, well, then go to the next up-and-coming emerging neighborhood, and we will help you find that neighborhood.
You see, Don, and I think that's extraordinarily important because there's a lot of people, and for the young people that are here on the Silver Night, I'm sorry that that Owen was off. One of the ways you can do with real estate investing, you can build yourself up equity, is by buying one of these homes or townhomes or duplex in one of these emerging neighborhoods, living there, and then helping other people in the community live with you and increase everything while still maintaining a diversified culture, which unfortunately Miami is moving away from because of gentrification. That's another thing you're going to want to think about on your thing, Kevin, is gentrification and the impacts of transportation on gentrification. We're kind of coming to the end of the show. I want to bring the Silver Knight Award winners back on. Can you make their mics live, Reagan? I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I want to get a last word from Nina. I want to thank you, Nina, for being on the show. Again, just for the people that may have tuned in late, what's the one thing that you took away from being a Silver Knight winner and participant?
I think it's definitely the sense of solidarity and the fact that there are people in our community that are willing to help and that are willing to promote causes that will benefit the entire community and people of all socioeconomic, racial, gender backgrounds.
I love you as just a third party person, not anything weird. You're just tremendous. Thank you for being such a ray of sunshine and hope. Kevin, help me make the world a better place. Talk to me.
I think that it's important to listen to those who have no voice. And I think it's important to amplify their voices and use the privilege that you have to make sure that you are able to make change and better the community for everybody in the community.
I love you. Like I said before, you guys can talk to me off air about what I might be able to do to help you self-actualize. And I promise to connect you to the highest level people I can, and also to the most common and normal people I can. Just everybody, we should come together. That's what these times are about. And thank you so much for bringing that message to the show. Lovebirds, you're up. Finish it off for me.
Lovebirds. Oh, I like that.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
We always enjoy talking with you, Jim. I will tell you that our ties in this community expand from business to personal, social, and philanthropic. Jim and I have known each other for years and years on committees. We give back to the University of Florida. We mentor students, which is why I love Nina and Kevin being here. I make this commitment that if any of you call us and we end up doing real estate together, we will make a donation to some charity that Jim tells us to, whether it's related to his wife, Vivian, and kidneys, or it's a local organization or a university. Call us. We care. We want to connect. We want to get to know you. We're not pushy salespeople, but we want to help you find a home in a neighborhood that fits how you want to live.
How do they get to you, Don? Actually, I think that more people are going to want to get to Jennifer, but nevertheless.
The website and the
then go email. To livingfreebird.com, or my email is jennifer@livingfreebird.com.
Follow us on social media @livingfreebird. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Connect with us. Follow us. We host happy hours when the world is round again. We host a monthly happy hour on Las Olas. We do book signings. We do art events. We are social by nature, and we know that eventually we'll find you the right house. But let's not be pushy about it.
We're also very caring and loving people, which is very important in today's world. So I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to thank Nina, Kevin, and in absentia, Owen, for being on the show. I'm lobbying Lisa Paley to get me more Silver Knight Award winners so we can surround ourselves with the positive energy they bring. Remember, everybody, this is all about everybody else. It's not just about you. Go out there and wear your mask, please. I want to give a shout out to the first responders. I want to remind everybody we are South Florida's longest running business talk show. I want to thank our sponsors, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, of course, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Most importantly, I'd like to thank you, my listener. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. Go to our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I'm all over the place. @JimFreed, Freed on Business on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets between 5,000 and 7,000 unique visits every week. Join them there. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, Freed on Business, ASAP. Thanks to Regan. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for me next week on all the social platforms. Why? Because I just love doing this. We'll be on again Wednesday at noon. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. And I don't think I need to say that part to the Silver Knight Award winners. Take it away, Regan.